A very good afternoon from the sports team. We're going to start with a bit of live cricket action from the Women's 50 Over World Cup. The Proteas women's side up against New Zealand. The Proteas did lose their opening match to England by 10 wickets, so they're looking to bounce back. And they have done nicely. New Zealand won the toss, chose to bat first. And the Proteas restricted them to 231 all out. Nonkululeko Mlaba picking up 4 for 40 as the pick of the bowlers there. Sophie Devine, top scoring for New Zealand with 85. In reply, though, the Proteas are now 28 for 1. Unfortunately, they've just lost the wicket of their skipper, Laura Wolfart, for 14 from 10 deliveries. That means that it's Tasman Brits and Sine Luce at the crease. Brits 9 not out, and Luce is still yet to score. So the Proteas require a further 204 runs to win with 9 wickets in hand to get that first win of the competition. They're going to need it because I think 2 losses in their first 2 games is going to make things very difficult to come back from. Staying with cricket news, the Proteas men's side begin their new ICC World Test Championship cycle with 2 away tests against Pakistan. The first of those 2 tests starts this weekend in Lahore. It's an exciting way for the Proteas to get their Test Championship defence underway. And Stan and captain Aidan Markram says they're expecting the home side to play to their strengths.
It's your home game. You can pretty much prepare whatever wicket you'd like to prepare. That's how I see it. So definitely no question marks from my side. Ultimately, if it's going to be extreme like it was in that English series, then it's going to be difficult for both teams from a batting point of view. So for us as a squad, we've just got to be happy with what we have, whatever the conditions look like, to back whoever it is on the day to get the job done.
Well, interestingly, the Proteas are going to be playing in a T20 against Namibia in Windhoek on the Saturday. So a whole new squad will be involved in that one. That is going to be led by Donovan Ferreira. We're going to finish with football news. South Africa sealed its place in the knockout stages of the Under-20 World Cup in Chile with a 2-1 win over the USA. The Americans took the lead through Noah Cobb. Amajita levelled when Joshua Winder scored an own goal. The turnaround was complete when Gomolemo Kekana slotted in a second goal just before halftime. Despite the defeat, though, the Americans advance as Group E winners, while South Africa finished second on goal difference and will take on Colombia in the last 16. That's it for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.